This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Michael Brownlee. He is the co-founder of the Boulder-based Transition Colorado and one of two featured speakers at the launch of the New Community Coalition and Wilkinson Public Library's new program, Common Ground. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Oh, and let me add that you will be speaking first on Thursday evening at 6:30 in the program room of the Wilkinson Public Library, along with Woody. Okay? So, Michael, let's understand something about what you were doing before we you got involved with the transition movement. What was it in your life that triggered your involvement with Transition Boulder?
Sure. Well, my partner and I, Lynette Marie Hanthorn, had just moved from Tucson to Boulder. And the reason that we came here is to work with a spiritual teacher here named Marshall Summers. And one day we were having a very casual conversation with him, and suddenly he got very serious and asked, "What do you know about peak oil? And what are you doing to prepare?" And it led to us doing our homework on these issues, and of course he wasn't just talking about peak oil. And we began, as a result, changing our lifestyles, downscaling and becoming more conscious about how we were living. And a few months later, I was talking with him again and was reporting the changes that we're making in our lives. And eventually he just very simply asked, you know, "That's fine, but what are you doing to prepare your community?" And suddenly at that moment, it sank in what this was about for us. And we realized that we had to become actively involved in preparing our own community here in Boulder for the local impact of converging global crises of, you know, fossil fuel depletion and climate change and economic decline primarily. So that was really the beginning of our involvement in all this.
Okay, thank you for that very clear answer. So, now can you help our readers and listeners understand the evolution of the transition movement in the U.S.?
Sure. Well, it began in the U.K., in Totnes, England, in 2006, and it grew out of a larger effort to relocalize communities. And there were many people who were interested in relocalization, as we were, but there was no methodology. And so the transition movement founded by Rob Hopkins in 2006 started to develop a community-based methodology for a whole community making a transition off of fossil fuels. And when we learned about this, you know, we'd already been at this kind of work for about a year and a half by that time. And we took it very seriously. I went over to England to meet the founders, see what was going on in various communities, and then decided to bring the transition model back to this country. And so that was in 2008. We became the very first transition initiative in North America, and we helped bring that whole movement here. I became part of a group that formed Transition US. To build a nonprofit to support the movement here. And since that time, you know, more than 100 transition initiatives have gotten started and officially recognized in this country. So it's a pretty fast-moving, vibrant movement here.
Okay, thank you then. Yet, Americans join their global siblings when they express what can only be described as cynicism, a kind of knee-jerk response that nothing and no one really can make a difference in this world. I know what Paul Hawkins' response would be to this question. He wrote Bless and Unrest. What is your response?
Well, it's interesting. You know, one of the things that we learned early on about these kinds of issues is that we're not here to change anyone's mind. So those people who are cynical or depressed, you know, we're not really addressing those people. You know, the transition movement is really part of a much larger movement, you know, that Paul Hawkins refers to as the planet's immune system beginning to kick in.
Right.
And
exactly.
So transition is really for people who understand the seriousness of these converging global crises and who want to begin to prepare their communities for the local impact of those global crises. So, you know, again, we don't need to spend time changing people's mind. We're working with those people who are already waking up to these issues and ready to go to work in their communities.
Terrific answer. Thank you. And could you talk about what sorts of things the Transition Colorado in Boulder is working on right now?
Sure. Our focus has become rebuilding our local food system here. You know, of all of the issues, we concluded that we were most vulnerable in the area of food. So we're trying to build resilience and self-reliance in our food system. And you know, as is true in the whole state of Colorado, well, in Colorado, 97% of the food that we eat is imported from outside the state. And yet this is an agricultural state. Mm-hmm. In Boulder County, it's actually a little bit worse than that. Only 2% of what we consume is produced right here in Boulder County. So we're focused on rebuilding our local food infrastructure, increasing our food production capacity here, and also increasing the demand for local food. The cost of having almost all of our food coming from elsewhere means that a lot of our dollars are leaking out of the local economy, and it means that we're very vulnerable as food prices increase, as a global food crisis begins to land on American shores.
Mm-hmm.
So we launched an Eat Local campaign here countywide 5 years ago, and now we're a fairly mature initiative. So now we're beginning to actually shift the infrastructure for local food and farming. We're channeling investments into a local distribution company, for instance, and bringing other slow money kinds of efforts to help rebuild the local food and farming system.
Wonderful. And just in closing, after you're sorting out food and you've addressed it deeply and widely, what will your next priority be and your next focus be?
Well, I think that food is the doorway to all of the other issues. It's the best, relocalizing our food supply is the best thing that we can do to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. It's the best thing that we can do with our energy. It's the best thing that we can do to build the health of our communities and especially our children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most important thing I think that we can do to rebuild our local economies. And this job of relocalizing food is going to take us at least a decade. So this will remain our highest priority for quite a while.
Wonderful. Thank you. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Michael Brownlee of the Boulder-based Transition Colorado. He is one of two speakers to launch the New Community Coalitions and the Wilkinson Public Library's Building Common Ground series. Michael, thanks for joining me, and see you on Thursday.
Thank you very much, Susan.